This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family, Welfare, Labour and Employment and Department of Posts, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Melas across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala last night. He was received by senior BJP leaders and party workers at Thiruvananthapuram Airport. Mr. Shah will attend various programs in the state capital today. He will inaugurate BJP's new state headquarters in Thiruvananthapuram this morning. Later, the senior BJP leader will address a massive gathering of booth-level party workers at Putharikandam ground in Thiruvananthapuram. Mr. Shah will leave for Kannur in the afternoon. He will visit the Rajarajeshwara temple at Tliparamba and will return to Delhi by evening. India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across its crisscrossed terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. The strikes were precise to the point where the Indian Armed Forces knew who was where, and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets. This was stated by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval while delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none. And it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 5 minutes past 1 and was over at 28 minutes past 1.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Air Force successfully conducted flight test of indigenous Astra missile yesterday. This beyond visual range air-to-air missile was flight tested from Sukhoi 30 MKI platform in Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, 2 launches were carried out against high-speed unmanned aerial targets at different ranges, target aspects and launch platform conditions. The government has given the service extension to Home Secretary Govind Mohan till 22nd August of next year. He was scheduled to retire on 30th September this year. The Appointment Committee of the Cabinet has approved the extension of service of Mr. Mohan. Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.90 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms in the last 17 days. The commission said that in the second phase of Special Intensive Revision SIR, booth-level officers are going house-to-house to assist the electors and collect their filled enumeration forms. The poll body said that nearly 78,000 BLOs, along with around 20,000 newly appointed BLOs and other election officials, are working tirelessly to complete the exercise in time. It added that over 4 lakh volunteers are also supporting the elderly, persons with disabilities, sick and vulnerable populations. Maratha Military Landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th property to receive this recognition. This global accolade celebrates India's enduring cultural legacy, showcasing its diverse traditions of architectural brilliance, regional identity and historical continuity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis lauded the historic milestone and congratulated the people of India for this achievement. The proposal was sent to the consideration of World Heritage Committee in January 2024 and after a rigorous 18-month-long process involving several technical meetings with the advisory bodies and visit of International Council on Monuments and Sites mission to review the sites, this historic decision was taken by the members of the World Heritage Committee last at UNESCO headquarters, Paris. In Wimbledon tennis, world number 1 Yannick Sinner defeated 7-time champion Novak Djokovic with a dazzling 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 victory in the semi-final of men's singles at the Centre Court in London last night. And that is the end of the